is Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all connections, Dawn Reese. All right, ladies, it's Friday night. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
It's Friday.
Yay. I'm super excited.
Yes.
Nice weekend.
We're having technical difficulties today.
I see that. You're like double the microphones
up. I know. I don't know what happened.
Well, one of the mics fell down, so we have to fix it whenever we get a chance. That's all we got to do. It's not a big deal.
So okay. What is your plan this weekend?
I just love his attitude. He has just the greatest attitude.
I know.
Yeah.
I have to have a great attitude, because if I don't, then you can't deal
with us, right?
I can't deal with anybody at this point.
Well, we don't have a really crazy show today. It's not going to be a lot of people here. Well,
that's good.
So I do have some surprises. And so what are your plans this weekend?
My plans this weekend is to do absolutely nothing, to sit by the pool and just soak my feet and just relax. But I don't know. As of right now.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, tomorrow my husband and I are going on the Princess Carnival cruise ship to do a tour, and they fed us so well. And we had so much fun. I mean, they had prime rib and wine, and oh my gosh. So we're actually, you know, we own part of the franchise with one of our partners. So if you see behind us, if you go to tantalknetwork.com, you can see Expedia cruise ships. And, you know, today, real quick, before we go to our first VIP call-in, they have some amazing specials where kids sail free under 12 years old with the Royal Caribbean.
I'm going to have to start hanging out with you on the weekends.
I know. It's going to be super fun. And there's also something that, I don't know if you've seen this, but Perfect Day at Coco Cay. So we're going to be promoting this, and we're really excited. And I just put a Cuba flyer up on my Facebook. Who wants to go to Cuba?
Oh.
I know. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, well, my husband is here. Is our VIP caller on?
They are.
Oh, wonderful. Before we go, let's go to the trailer. And don't know if anybody has seen this movie yet, but I got it on Redbox the other day. And I was like, oh, my God, this is a true story. And my husband and I, he's a sailor. We have a 37-foot Endeavor. Mm-hmm. This could happen. And this story, we're going to have a special VIP guest that they wrote the movie about. And we're going to ask her a ton of questions. And
the trailer is amazing. So if you've seen it in theaters, which I have seen this in theaters before, it is an amazing trailer. So it's I wish scary. I could give you the visual. Well, basically, I guess they go out in a boat and they hit a hurricane, one of the most powerful hurricanes in the Pacific, and just the waves. And if you're into nature and you're into Mother Nature at its worst, which is somewhat of a beautiful sight, but then also frightening at the same time, you're going to like this movie. So here we go.
Okay. Awesome. We'll be right back. And our VIP guest will be on the line with us. Thank you.
Hello. Who's this guy?
She
flies away like a ghost.
What's it like sailing out there all alone?
You're either sleep deprived or seasick, and after a few days, there's hallucinations.
Why do you do it?
It's a feeling I can't describe. It's just you and the infinite horizon.
Oh, if you play, I'll bleed the same.
How would you mind just sailing this out into California for us?
What do you think?
I think 4,000 miles is insane.
I'm not going anywhere without you. Come sail with me.
I know Peter was helping us here with some microphones in the studio at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios.
Yes.
And do you want to introduce our VIP guest? She's on the air.
Absolutely. This is the lady that that did the movie that's based on Adrift. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, VIP. Welcome to Hollywood Connections on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, Tammy, I got to tell you, my husband and I are just in awe of your movie. We have so many questions to ask you, and oh my gosh, and you know, Godspeed ahead on all what you're doing and promoting, you know, safety also in sailing. You know, now in the movie, can I ask them, how did you go about picking your actors? Was that your idea or was that the director's?
Well, when the screenplay, I worked with the screenplay writers for nearly 5 years, Aaron and Jordan Kendall, and they are just amazing. They're identical twins, and they're Hollywood screenwriters. And we kind of wrote the script for Shailene. I mean, we were so hoping she would raise her hand to do this project, mm-hmm. and she's just perfect for you know, playing me. She's a West Coast girl, got a, you know, West Coast kind of vibe, and she's a water baby. She loves being in the water, and so it just when the screenplay hit Hollywood, there were quite a few actresses who were really interested in the part, but when Shailene raised her hand to do it, we were just all over it and so thrilled.
Wow. Did she have a marine background as well?
A sailing background? I'm
right,
sorry, is
yeah.
that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. No, she didn't. But she loves the water. She's grown up at the beach, and she's just, you know, so sailing, she really took to it well. She had sailing lessons in Hawaii and then also in Fiji. The film was shot in Fiji.
I was going to ask, because that is gorgeous there. I mean, oh my gosh.
It is beautiful. It is really beautiful.
Yeah, so, and I see that you're still sailing after all these years as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, after this happened, I actually went back to sea for many years. I got my 100-ton captain's license.
Wow.
Where then I became more professional as a sailor and being paid for doing what I love. And then I've had a family, and we have a sailboat, and we love cruising through. We live in an archipelago of islands in the San Juan Islands in Washington State, mm-hmm. and so we just love being out on the water.
So now this is Niecy. Hi, Tammy. So you were a sailor basically before you took that trip, right?
Yes, I had sailing experience before. I'd been on I'd been across the ocean once, and I'd mm-hmm. been on a square, well, actually twice, because I met Richard. I actually met Richard in San Diego. The movie portrays that I met him in Tahiti, but that was just sort of to shorten the four story of the okay. whole thing. But And I had been on a square, where I learned my celestial navigation was on a square rigger that I was on for about a year and a half. And I loved, I just took to it. I wasn't a master navigator by any means, but I just kind of enjoyed challenging myself with the sextant and trying to get my position with the coordination to that of the sat nav. At that time, we had sat nav. We didn't have GPS.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah, I know my husband is an avid sailor, and Bert Arnold, my husband, is right here, and he's so excited because he's like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of questions. And this is Tammy. And
hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Oh, so you just said sat nav, so that was what, Loran?
Yeah, well, satellite navigation, yeah. You know, you could get it across the oceans, but. Loran was more, I think, like coastal navigating. But we did have sat nav, but at that time we didn't have weather facts, we only had the radios to go by, and it was only updated every 4 hours. So, you know, a system like that, as we're tracking the hurricane that's hitting the coast right now of the United States, Hurricane Florence, I mean, those things travel at quite a rapid speed. And to try to get out of their way is near impossible. And so we ran from it for nearly 3 days to try to get as far away from the dangerous semicircle of it. But we weren't, it ended up overtaking us and overpowering us and capsizing the boat.
Well, wow. How many days were you adrift?
I was adrift on the boat for 41 days.
Wow.
And we'd already been on the boat for 2 weeks. We took off from Tahiti, and so it was 2 weeks till the hurricane hit us, and then after the hurricane hit us, I was on there for 41 days, and I rigged a little jury rig and basically sailed myself 1,500 miles to Hawaii.
Wow.
Interesting. You know, I have some questions on Facebook because we're on five stations, and Carrie Ripe O'Gorman, she has a question. She says, did your life flash before her like people say it happens when they have near-death experiences?
No. Actually, I was knocked unconscious for 27 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, it's so weird because when I came to, my eyes just came open with a start. I mean, I was like, it was like I just took a deep breath all of a sudden. My eyes just popped open. And I've tried a long time to remember that moment, of did I remember anything? One thing I had was a really vivid dream when I was knocked unconscious. And it wasn't my life flashing before my eyes, but I envisioned myself at this in this time period of like in the early 1800s.
Oh, wow.
And I often wonder if, I went back in time or if that was my past life or something. I don't know, but it was very interesting. But no, I didn't have a near-death experience as far as, envisioning any of that.
Okay.
So, Tammy, did the sailboat actually roll in the waves? Did you actually do it when you came up dismasted?
Yeah, the boat was hit on its starboard side, and by a wave. I had just gone down below, and I heard Richard scream.
So did you have the hatches closed?
He saw it. He saw the rogue wave that came, and it hit the side of the boat. The boat capsized, went completely over, and righted itself 360.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's then what at that point, I was knocked unconscious, and then I believe that, and I had, like I said, I only thought I was unconscious for like 3 hours, but anyway, it turned out to be 27 hours. It was the next day and 3 hours. But anyway, but when I came to and I started like putting things back in their place and cleaning up from down below, everything was like thrown up against forward bulkheads, and anything that could get through the corridor up into the forecastle was shoved up there because all the cupboards came open. Everything came out of all the cupboards, all the floorboards were every which way, all the doors came off.
So all your batteries
were actually held on by their cables.
Straps?
Yeah.
Or the straps are holding them. So did you have any 12-volt service while you were during this period at 42 days? Or was everything
dead?
As far
as radio service?
No, 12-volt service as far as any little, like, cabin lighting, any running a bilge pump, running, you know, anything that normally the boat would have under 12-volt
service? Well, the engine was totally, the engine was fried because the propeller shaft, the shrouds were wrapped around the propeller shaft and stopped the engine. And so I didn't have any engine. I had no electronics. I had the VHF radio for about 2 days, and then it went on the blitz. The electric bilge pump, I couldn't get it to, it worked, but it would just, there was so much debris in the bilge that it would just clog it up. So I ended up having to pump the bilge pump by hand.
Right. Yeah, we saw that in the movie, or it depicted it in
right.
the movie.
Yeah.
Showed it.
Yeah.
No,
and wow. But I did have battery power enough for a while for, like, the compass light, because I steered into the night as much as I could, you know.
There you
but, go. That was the only thing I really used the batteries for was light, you know, light.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. You know, another Jeremiah Knight had a question about how many times were you turned down before your movie was sold? You'd have been pitching it.
Well, I had been promised three different times that it was going to happen, and then it didn't. Just different things would come along. A lot of times it was more about the cost of making a movie on the water. And I think actually, and I'm now that you know this has the Adrift has come out, and it came out so beautiful and so well, and it was the cast and crew were so encompassing of my abilities and bringing me in as a consultant that I'm so glad that this. Is who, you know, it was at this time that it actually happened.
Well, now, and, question.
Yeah,
I
think the timing is everything.
It is. And also, when you actually, in the beginning of the movie, it showed that you were an avid sailor yourself. You know, you were sailing. What is your background from that? When did you start doing that?
I took off from high school, and my first experience of sailing was 30 days across the Pacific on a Dreadnought 32.
Wow.
In 1979.
Well, what advice, because my husband, you know, we went out on a cruise ship on Royal Caribbean, and he's like, wouldn't this be fun to take the sailboat? And I'm looking at these big waves, and I'm like, honey, I'm not sure.
So, I can tell you ahead of time, no.
I really loved, not anymore. I don't do long passages anymore, but because I'm pushing almost 60. But I loved the long passages because you could just get so in tune with nature and the weather systems and the boat. I mean, and there's just very little distractions, and there's always seemed to be something to do. And I really enjoyed the long passages. And
no social media.
And you know, if you stay within your cruising seasons and you know, don't take any risks. I mean, it is a wonderful lifestyle. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Another thing. What was your faith like? Can I bring that up? What was your faith like when you were going through this?
Well, I prayed a lot.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, I prayed a lot, and I talked to Richard a lot. You know, I had I never touched his line from where it was, where he was lost, I believe in a higher power. I believe in the universe, and so I had to really dig deep because there was a couple times, you know, there's several times I didn't think I was going to make it, and I'm just glad I held on.
Well,
Tammy, I think your middle name should be Courageous. I really
yeah.
do.
yeah.
I really do. It's just amazing. Just look, I didn't get a chance to watch the entire movie. I did watch the trailer, and it's just amazing. I have so much more respect for not only you and what you did, but also the water and the ocean, because it's just amazing. It looks so pretty when it's really, really calm, but to have to be able to experience that, Courageous, that's your middle name now.
Oh, thank you.
Now, are you guest speaking around the world at all, or giving safety tips, or, you know, are you a motivational speaker?
Well, you know, yes, I am. I am a motivational speaker. When the book first came out in 2002, I did a lot of boat shows because those are my peeps, you know. I mean, I felt very comfortable at all the boat shows, Annapolis and the one in Chicago, lots of boat shows. And so, and now one thing that has been a bonus from the book and the movie coming out is that I get so many messages and emails from people who are so inspired by my story. And so that's just been a bonus for me. And so I have been doing a lot of speaking, public speaking, and motivational speaking at different places. And then I have been doing quite a few film festivals, too.
Nice. Are you ever going to be in the Clearwater area or Tampa?
Well, I hope so someday. Yeah, I have some family down there near Tampa, so I might just head that way someday.
Wow. I'm looking here on Facebook. Does anybody have a question for Tammy? The movie was written about her in the movie Adrift. This is the real person that was out at sea at how many? 41 days?
41 days.
Wow, 41 days. And she is a living testimony, and God has just watched over her, and she's got a message for people. And I know that more questions are coming in. We also have a lady here I want to introduce real quick. And Patty is with Soap This, so we're going to come up and talk about that shortly. But Patty, did you see the movie yet, Adrift?
No.
Okay, you have to get that movie.
Yes. Tammy, I have a question. This is Lacey again. As a follow-up, I mean, can you go back and give us kind of what your life was after? By the time you kind of settled down, will there be like a second part? You know, we always have a sequel as to just to find out where you are and what you're doing now.
Exactly.
Now, yeah. Well, I have I met my husband about 10 years after this happened. Mm-hmm. And I live in the San Juan Islands in Washington State. And I love it here, and my husband builds custom homes, and I have two children, two daughters, 20 and 23, and so my life is, you know, is pretty good, and we work hard, and we enjoy being on the water as well as a family.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, do you have the same type of boat that you had? What kind of boat was it that you, what the movie is about?
Well, the movie is a Trentella 44. That was the delivery boat. And then Richard had built the Mayaluga, his boat, in South Africa. And it was a 36-foot It was a 32-foot, 6-foot cutter-rigged little boat that was just beautiful. Mm. And he did such a great job building that boat. Wow. And we sold our sailboat. We have a powerboat now, and because the kids are, you know, not helping me as much with the sailing, and also in our area here, it's not that great a sailing. It's either too much wind, too little wind, and there's a lot of current. So
gotcha.
We ended up kind of motoring all the time anyway. So we've kind of switched over to power at this point.
Right. Now, another question, where can people buy the movie, not just rent it? Because this is a movie that you would like to have, you know, Christmas presents coming up, stocking stuffers.
Yeah, and I've had so many people say, I've watched this movie 4 times. I finally had to go buy it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's on DVD and Blu-ray, and also it's on demand and iTunes as well.
Okay.
So you can get it through Amazon.com. And I'm sure it's up in the local retailers.
Well, I'd also like to tell, we have our VH2 TV network. They're going to be launching us the third week in October.
Right.
With how many homes, Peter, in Atlanta?
13.5 million homes.
That's right. And I want to send that over. I did send a little clip of the movie over to them, and they're very interested in speaking with you. And we also have 24 Flicks also out of Orlando and Life Vision TV, a Christian network. And so I'm really excited. And if you are ever in this area, please let us know.
Please
and
do.
Have you come down to the station with us here.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be great. We'll definitely let you know when I'm there.
That's awesome. So any other questions? Everybody's kind of stunned. They're like, wow, how did she even get through this? You know, I mean, that is one, talk a test of faith, you know?
Definitely.
Really, test of faith.
So did you live pretty much off of your provisions when you were adrift?
I didn't hear that question. I'm sorry.
Did you live off of your provisions that you brought with you for the 42 days, 41 days?
Yes, I was able to get one duffel bag full of canned goods, retrieve that from the boat, and there was no way to cook, and a lot of the food was ruined because the boat was half sunk. You know, there was so much water inside the boat, and And then I basically lived on peanut butter. I had two jars of peanut butter, and I would just eat peanut butter on a spoon. And when I got to shore, you know, I was at 98 pounds, and that's, you know, I lost a lot of weight. And was so grief-stricken and, you know, and just the survival and everything, eating was not really a priority, but right. I had you know, some sardines. Those were always distinguishable cans of what you were going to eat.
Right.
Yeah. And then there was a lot of fish under the boat. I had to dive in the water several times because of my steering, and so I always knew I had that. Those fish were using me as their shade in the hot Pacific, so... I did try to fish at one point. I wasn't very successful at it, but I always knew they were down there if I needed, you know, if I missed Hawaii.
Wow. You know, another...
The shrouds were underneath the boat with the propeller and the rudder?
Yeah, they got caught underneath in between the rudder and the bottom, you know, in the keel. And so I had to, like, in the movie depicted Shailene in the water pulling a sail out, but they were actually the shrouds that had gotten caught and were kind of wedging themselves. One of them wedged itself in between the rudder and the hull. So I had to get that out. But then the other shrouds, some of the other rigging had gotten caught around the propeller shaft, and I tried to get up. It was actually got so hot, it melted it onto the propeller shaft.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, I never was able to get those. So the engine never was able to run. And, it was just amazing, but some of the damage.
In your defense, the engine probably only had maybe 300 or 400 miles of... range, 500 miles of range, which probably couldn't have helped you a whole lot anyways. Having the shroud, you got the stainless steel lines around the prop. You can't cut that in the water.
I kept saying, why doesn't she cut it? Yeah, and he's like, no, that's impossible. Yeah.
No, and it was melted on there, and it wasn't really doing anything.
And it's 6 feet
really
under,
doing
the boat's going up and down.
I was hoping that I could get the engine started, but it had ruined it. You know, it had stopped the engine, and there was no way that it was gonna I was gonna be able to get that started.
Right.
So I just left it. It just trailed out behind me the whole way.
Wow.
Well, Tammy, also, what parts in the movie did you add? I know when you have a director, they want to add some things into it that didn't happen.
Or take something out.
Right. Was there anything in there that we were going to watch the movie again? Of course.
Well, I don't really want to give up the spoiler alert because, as you know, probably through the trailers that, you know, that Richard comes back on board with me.
Right.
But, so I don't really want to give the spoiler alert for those people who have not seen it, but, you know, Richard did not make it. So, you know, that kind of, you know, we discussed how we were going to tell this story, and you know, he was really there with me. I felt him there with me the whole time.
Yeah.
I had his clothes around me. I had his guitar with me. I slept with a pillow that had his shirt around it. You know, I mean, and I talked to him constantly.
Wow.
And so, you know, bringing Spirit back on board like that with me, I just thought was you know, genius and really a great way to tell the story.
Now, is all that in the book? Like everything that really happened, or, you know, I mean, buy the book, you can get the whole story.
Yeah, you get the whole, you know, you can't tell it all in what is it, you know, 90 minutes or whatever it was, whatever the length of the movie, but the book tells the whole story, you know.
Wow. Well, we're so excited to have you on, and you know, especially, you know, being you know, the sailing family that we are.
I'm not a sailing person, but
she's tried
just...
twice. Niecy's came on the boat. Yeah, we had a little steam problem.
You gotta get out there.
I have issues now, especially now. But you know, like I said, just the idea that you were able to do what you did and just make it back safely, I have so much admiration for you.
Thank you. I really do.
It's just awesome. And we are so glad to have you talk to us today. We would really appreciate it. And we love the fact that you've committed to coming and talking to us here.
I know. I have more people that want to ask more questions. I'm like, we just have to get her here.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Well, you are such a blessing, and you've got a story, and God always says there's a test with a testimony, and wow, you sure have it. Now, also, if a church or somebody would like to get in touch with you or a guest speaker, who do they call, or do you have an agent?
I think the best thing to do is I have a, as far as speaking, yeah, I'm going to be with the Worldwide Speakers Network, and And but also I have a fan page on Facebook, so that's probably the best way to get a hold of me is on through my fan page on I think it's Tammy. We'll just put Tammy Ashcraft in there, and it'll come up.
Okay.
Got it.
I will definitely look at that one.
Well, Tammy, it's been a pleasure, and I tell everybody to go rent the movie, buy the movie. And where can they buy the movie and the book?
On Amazon. Amazon.com is a good place for the book and the movie, both, because it is on Blu-ray and DVD. It's also on demand on Amazon Prime and then also on iTunes. And probably at retailers too. It's out there in the brick and mortar stores. So, it's a fantastic movie. Cinematography is amazing, and the acting is just a powerful performance by Shailene Woodley. I'll tell you.
Wow, awesome. What an actress! And you know, I know my brother just texted me, and he said, "Is there any way that we can ask her some more questions on your Facebook Live feed?" So I'll send you the feed, and if they have a question, maybe you could answer it at your time of convenience.
Okay, so sounds many more. Good.
Very cool.
All right.
Well, thank you again, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
Wow,
thank
we just
you.
Would love to have you again here at the studio. So,
okay,
Godspeed ahead. Thank
we'll
you for
work
calling.
On that.
Thank you, Tammy. Wow.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, bye. God bless you.
Bye. Oh,
wow.
That
so
is
we're gonna go to some
scary.
Music. We'll be right back. And I've got soap this in the house. You love soap opera stars, and we've got them for you. Coming to actually Clearwater. I'll be right back. Okay.
Material things I had not to give to you. Honey and sweets I had not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland.
Isn't that my favorite music from Fool's Gold?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like it's sailing music.
It is. It's happy music.
With Tammy, that's appropriate with Tammy. But I do want to say that we really, before I do, we go to the end of the show and our next guest, for you guys to pray for the families and the people that are in North Carolina with the storms coming on. You guys really, really have to pray for them because for the last 2 days, it's just been overwhelming.
Exactly.
And that's just for us that are not in that situation. So I can.
And it could have came this way, too.
Yeah.
We were in that last year.
Yeah. Same time.
Yeah.
So I know we have our VIP guest, and I haven't had a chance to call him. He's like, Dawn, I need to talk to you. And now I've got to get him on the air to talk to him because I've been training so much with all these cruise ships. Eric Zuli is on the phone with us. Hello, Eric.
Hey, 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 what's going on, Fan Talk? Don?
Niecy.
Denise?
Yes.
Well, is it Denise or Niecy? I don't know which one to say.
Call me Niecy. You know my friends always call me Niecy, and you're my friend, Eric.
Okay, Niecy. Hello. So, hello, everybody out there in the Don and Niecy land.
Yes,
Don and Niecy land. That's
so
cool.
So, Eric, you have been rocking and rolling it in California, and I've been seeing a lot of your posts. I haven't had a chance to watch your live feeds because I've been training. Tell us exactly what you've been up to the last 2 weeks.
Oh, we've been working on the TV network. We have Yes Dear, if anybody remembers Yes Dear from Fox and a lot of mainstream networks. We have that airing now, and we're working on Indiana Jones and a lot of the mainstream stuff. And then we have some independents. We're in talks with a lot of big celebrities that are producing new content. And, you know, a lot of people are wanting to hit Netflix and a lot of the bigger entities, and I'm associated to those, and we're kind of using our network to be like a stepping stone to get to the real big networks. So we've been working on the TV thing for a while, and then we have the Easy Way Wall of Fame, as you know, so we got some really big people on there, and that's making a lot of headway and moves for good causes.
Wow. Eric, really quickly, you were on Facebook Live the other day, and you were talking about an event that's coming up next year, and it's going to be all these different speakers. Can you tell, you know, like I said, really quickly, can you kind of give us an idea of what you're doing with that?
Oh, well, our calendar is crazy. We have an event September 22nd, September 27th. I'll be honoring my dad with the Parent Appreciation Award in conjunction with Dick Clark Productions and the Family Film Awards.
Okay.
And then October 12th is a sex trafficking event at the Rooftop in Beverly Hills, and November 9th to the 11th, we just locked in officially the Veterans Associations of North County. So we're going to be supporting them at the Palms Casino. And then I think the event you're talking about is a event for education in Utah.
Yes.
And it's
That was easy.
That was me. I'm sorry. I turned it off.
That was fun. They get smart.
I was like, when did Tom Cruise get here?
Okay, so, I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened.
No. Yeah, so the event in Utah is going to be a really amazing event. So there's a lot of great people involved, and you know, we were just at an event with the Youth Success Network and Stedman and just a lot of different stuff. But we're building up for some interesting things. I'll tell you one thing that I'm working on as far as you want to talk about the mothership of all events. 2020, I just talked to my friend Jim, which is the owner of the Business Expo Center, which has pretty much done every event, every company in the planet, and they do about 100 events a year. I did my American Cancer Society benefit, my birthday, probably about 6 months ago there, about 375 people. And I called him and I said, hey, man, I have this idea. I want to do this. And I've had an idea to do a big convention to combine business and entertainers to give back to nonprofit. And this is about 2,500 people, 300 booths, and I want to do a really, really big stage and really give people a voice, but not just people, give kids a voice, bring in technology. You know, we're doing something pretty big. So, you know, like Dick, people call me the digital Dick Clark. I don't know why, but I'm going to kind of live up to that name now. You know,
but
I mean,
you know what? That's what Bonnie Hilton Sweeney did with the pre-Grammy events, and nobody has actually done that after she had passed on.
Right.
And she used to put artists and get networking, and we'd be in the press room and interview everybody after they came off stage. And Eric, that's fabulous, you know.
That is just so awesome.
Just real quick here, and I need to get Patty on it, so hold on the line with us, but I also have to tell everybody to pre-register now the Indie Wise, and this is at getindiewise.com. A big convention coming up for films, and that's coming up in Las Vegas next fall. So that's another exciting event in Vegas. And I want you to meet Patty. Hold on a second. You need to get Patty on your show as well. And Patty, introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, I'm Patty Warinsky. I'm president of a company called Soap This, and we do charity events with the soap opera stars.
Exactly.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I have a lot of soap opera star friends. Do you know Kate Linder or Mary Beth Alvins? And
I've met Kate Linder, right. I know a lot of Walt. Do you know who Walt Willie is?
I've come across him, yeah.
Yes, Walt's a really good friend of ours from all my children. And I work with all the actors on all the soaps, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Young and the Restless.
You just mentioned Days of Our Lives. My Well, let's just say he's a family member. Bill Hayes is part of our family.
Yeah, I haven't met Bill Hayes. I just worked with Greg Vaughn a couple weeks ago. We did an event here with Tampa Bay Rays at the Tropicana Field.
Right.
And it was an amazing event. And Greg Vaughn just won the Emmy for Daytime Actor.
Yep.
So,
we are going definitely going to have to hook you and Erica.
We have, you need to get with her as well, Erica, we'll because she's amazing for what she's doing, and you've got something coming up.
Yes, our next event coming up is October 13th, and it's two great actors from Young and the Restless, Daniel Goddard, who plays Kane Ashby, and Jason Thompson, who plays Billy Abbott. The event is October 13th. It's going to be at the Feather Sound Country Club. And we have a lot of fun at our events. Everybody that comes for the first time and they leave very satisfied, they can't wait until our next event. The actors have fun. The fans have fun. We have great raffle gifts, auction items. Sometimes we write a little five-line script, and we pick people from the audience to come up and act out a scene with the actors. Who wants to be a soap star?
That ought to be awesome.
Yes, and they
enjoy that. That's really fun.
They enjoy that very much. So, again, my event is October 13th. We have a lot planned. We offer a photo shoot in the afternoon, the meet and greet. We have a cocktail party Saturday night. And Sunday morning, we're going to auction the two actors off for a breakfast morning.
We got to promote this back in L.A. because she wants to take this all over.
Yes. So I have I have about four people coming from L.A. to Florida for this event.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I think I've been talking to Rob, and I sent you some information. I think we should do an Easy Way cruise. I'm serious, and put a group together because you can come out of Long Beach on Carnival.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I'm studying a lot. And then also we could do a soap opera cruise. We've been trying to talk about that.
Yes.
So
yes,
we're going to see what we can do on that.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for calling in. We really, really appreciate talking to you. You know that.
Yes, and we have another artist.
Always a pleasure.
We have another artist. And give your website so everybody can join up in the Easy Way family.
All you got to do is text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 55678, and our website is ezwaynetwork.com. It was a pleasure meeting you, Patty. And
you
too. Let's get together.
I'll talk to
you
again soon.
Yes, and we're going to play Eric's commercial right now.
And
Eric,
we'll
I will
you
call
online.
You tomorrow after my cruise training. I'll be on Carnival
All right,
trip.
Don.
God
I
bless
watch
you.
Thank you
all the time.
And I
got to
hook up with that parenting magazine we were talking about.
Yes.
Got to get that.
We will talk.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
God bless you. Let's go to Eric's commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Eric Zulli, one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Are you looking to expand your brand, increase your reach, boost your business? Are you tired of not getting results? Well, check out Easy Way Promotions, powered by EasyWayNetwork.com. Call 877-399-2929 or text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 55678. We'd be glad to welcome you to our Easy Way family.
And welcome back to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese and Niecy P. Here we go. So you did the event. I just want to go through this. You did the event for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yes, we did. We worked with the Rays. We played the Yankees that afternoon. It was
I believe they beat them then.
June 23rd, we swept
them. Yes,
right. We swept them, and the Rays treated us great. We had two private suites, and it was an afternoon game. And then that night, we had a cocktail party down at the Acropolis Greek Restaurant on Central in St. Pete.
That is so cool.
So it was a great event.
We like to talk about different events that are happening, and I'm really excited because we have Debbie on the phone. Is she there?
She
Hi,
is.
How you doing, Dawn?
I'm fabulous. You were like a last minute. I was talking to Rob today with Expedia, our partner, and I said, hey, I need to get into wedding venues, and Niecy, my co-host, has a husband that sounds like, my gosh, Sam Cooke.
He's got Johnny Mathis, Frank Sinatra.
We got a wedding singer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. Yes, we definitely have a wedding singer.
We do, and I am so excited because you have an event coming up. Who's getting married? Peter? No,
No, I'm not even close to getting married. You actually have to have a girlfriend in order to get married.
Okay, ladies, you heard that.
And
okay.
I'm not married yet, so or have anybody. I'm single.
Wedding show. So
well, maybe we should have like a match date or something.
Who wants to date Peter Blake?
Yes,
like an eHarmony or Hollywood Connection.
We can do that. We can do that.
PB Harmony.
You can come to one of my events. So we'll auction you off.
Oh, hey. So, Debbie,
lots of auction
us,
off.
Yes, we have about 7 minutes, and we have a singer we're going to end the show with. So tell us what's happening on Sunday and where it's at and what to expect.
Okay, well, we're hosting a bridal show at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Clearwater from 12 to 4 this Sunday, September 16th. Okay. And all our brides that pre-register will get free admission and a chance to win a honeymoon giveaway. We have the first 100 brides that register will receive a free gold bracelet at registration. And all they have to do is register at i-doshows.com. They can enjoy food and cake tastings. There's live entertainment. We have free hair and makeup trials. And there's so much more. There's so many vendors that can really help them out for their special day.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to Patty wants to say something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Debbie? Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're sorry. We're all excited here, can't you tell?
I'm thinking cake tasting. Good sugar attack. what is the fee to get in?
Admission is $5 for guests and non-registered brides.
Okay, what about for vendors? Are you still taking vendors?
Yeah, we have a few spaces left for vendors if they can get in by tomorrow because all the placement will be done by Saturday. Okay. We're actually at the church this evening doing some of the placement and table settings.
Wow. Oh, nice. And what are vendors' prices so people know?
We do have outdoor. We can have it's $50 to set up outside. They have to supply their own pop-up tent. But inside, if you have your own table and chairs, it's only $150. Okay. If we supply your tables and chairs for you, it's only $175.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to take some of these flyers to on Sunday as well with
soap
this because
perfect.
Yeah, that would be really exciting. And we're giving a $4,000 cruise away on Carnival. Well, one of the cruise ships with Expedia. So somebody did win in our office last month.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Debbie, this is Niecy. I have a quick question. For the people that can't make up this event, I'm quite sure that you have other things going on. So how would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to be a vendor in your events or just try to get in touch with you to sign up as a bride? How do we reach you?
For our brides and vendors, all our vendors are listed on our bridal website, which is the i-doshows.com.
Okay.
So brides will be able to see vendors that are going to be there in advance.
Okay.
Then that's where they could register. And then we also are on I Do Bridal Shows on Facebook, where they can get all the updated information for our upcoming shows and the shows that we have now.
Wow.
We actually have another show October 28th. At the Marriott Clearwater Beach Sand Key.
That's going to be exciting.
That's a beautiful venue. We'll have approximately 80 vendors at that show.
Okay.
And the giveaways and the prizes are amazing. We have over $10,000 in door prizes and giveaways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Where were you? When I got married 2 years ago.
Me too. Yeah.
I know. I got a daughter that got married too. Where was she?
Oh my goodness.
So let me ask you this. How about like the wedding singer? Like her husband is an amazing performer. Are you looking for performers at all?
Absolutely. We always have live entertainment. Sometimes we do the stilt men. They come in costume and they walk around the property and inside in stilts and they work at the circuses. So we do all kinds. We've had a 15-piece live band.
Okay.
And they actually did ball dancing in one of the rooms that we had a venue at. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm excited, and Peter's going to help me cut a commercial for you in the next 24 hours. Right, Peter?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
And my wedding singer will definitely get in touch with you, Debbie.
Or maybe just meet me there on Sunday.
Perfect.
I'll be there on Sunday.
You know, we love to have them while the brides are registering sing or in the, like, the Marriott has fabulous acoustics.
Okay.
So we love to have someone in the lobby that can sing. And the brides actually love it. We usually have a harpist or a violinist.
Okay.
Yeah, it works out really, really nice. We try to be very, very bride friendly and very hands-on. You know, we believe in really interacting with our brides and bringing them the best information we can get them for their day.
Okay, well, so I will definitely get in touch with you this evening.
Yeah, I'll see you there Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's really great. Yeah. Before we leave, we have a singer we have to close the show with. But I was a wedding reporter. We tried something out, and yeah. I got to tell you, I got an idea I want to run by you when I see you, Debbie. So I'm excited. Perfect. We're going to get you at the station maybe next Friday and talk about the upcoming events.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, and Patty, I'll take your stuff with me. And in the meantime, and you can hang on the air with us.
Yes. I need to say where to go buy tickets.
Yes.
Okay,
this is Patty again from Soap This. Like us on Facebook, and where to go for tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets for the event.
Okay.
You don't want to miss this great event.
And how much are the tickets, Patty?
The tickets start at $100.
Okay.
It's like $100 for general admission. The $175 includes the photo shoot, which you get an 8x10 color picture of yourselves with the actors.
And that's phenomenal. I had a couple with Kathy and Gotti.
While the meet and greet's going on, we get that picture developed so they can sign everybody's picture for them. We have a cocktail party that night, which is $250, and then we offer a package of $400 for the whole weekend.
Okay.
So,
and we're
like
running
that
commercial in the next week as well. We got to get that cut for you for that, too. Remember, if you are looking to go on a cruise, please call me at 727-871-7788, Expedia Cruise. Let me help you plan your trip. And in the meantime, let me introduce this beautiful lady that's been waiting. And
Colleen Clark.
I saw you were on one of the news stations, but we're just going to hit it because we only have a couple minutes left.
All right. Well, I'll just do a little piece of something brand spanking new.
Okay. And the audience and our drive time people going to the beach want to hear you.
Takes a long, painful road in order to transform us. Suffering makes us grow. We have to let go. Because I'm sure there's butterflies in heaven.
While she's singing, I'm letting everyone know that this Sunday's Keep Going, September 16th at 6 p.m., Beaming Hope Church. BeamingHopeChurch.org is giving 400 bill pay a giveaway at Beaming Hope Church. You have to sign up at 5:30. We'll see you at BeamingHopeChurch.org.
And I want to also say we want to go to African Extravaganza. It's an awesome show. They have awesome things from Africa, handmade. Are located at 1409 Tampa Park Plaza in Tampa, Florida. You guys really need to go down there. Some authentic statues and clothes, handmade clothes, all the way from Kenya. So they're beautiful.
That's right. And we are excited because next week we have Bobby Hill. She's a casting director. I'm Dawn Reese, and we'll be back. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in